Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin.
Let us read responsively selection number 35. I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
Let us pray together. Eternal Father, accept our thanks this morning for allowing us to be your children. We're thankful for the world you have given unto us. We're thankful for the privilege of serving you within it. We're thankful this morning for the gracious privilege of worship itself, that we may have communion with him who came to give his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We're thankful, Father, for the church and the oneness of it. Even though diverse in many ways, we are grateful for the privilege of serving within it in the way that you may have called us to do. We come this morning to also ask your blessings on those whose hearts are heavy today, for those of our own academic community who are undergoing the trials of life. We pray that you may be with them and that your gracious spirit may always be there to uplift them, and not only them, but everyone today of whom it is a privilege to offer a prayer. For him who comes to speak to us, may you speak through him and use him as a chosen vessel today to speak to us. Help us today to be drawn nearer unto thee. As we come here in this holy place, may it be a holy and hallowed place because thou art here. And may we be mindful of ourselves, of our humanity, but yet of the potential of that humanity when it is in the hand of God. Take us now, and may all things be done through which we have asked, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. and our Savior. Amen.
We are truly grateful and thankful for the experiences that have been ours these past few years. These experiences will always be treasured as fruitful and meaningful to my life. Our attention this morning is called to the third chapter of the book of Revelation, 15th and the 16th verses. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Using these two verses as a foundation, we want to speak briefly this morning from the subject, judgment on the church. Judgment on the church. We have preserved for us here the last letter of John to the churches in Asia Minor. This particular letter is sent to the church at Laodicea. Some of the weaknesses and faults God saw in this church can be seen in our churches today. This church seemed to have a lack of concern, and this too is prevalent in our society. But let us analyze the word Laodicea itself, for I think it is very fitting not only to characterize the church of that day, but to characterize the church as we look at it even today. The word Laos in Greek means people. The word dike in Greek means judgment. This tells us there was something wrong within the church. This same indictment can be leveled against the church today. For a church that refuses to hearken unto the voice of God means trouble, as it would for a person who refuses to obey. Let us analyze the character of our church today. First, it's too lukewarm. We're enthusiastic about an election or a race or even a ball game. But when it comes to getting on the firing line for God and standing against chaos, crime, and confusion, we are lukewarm. We are, as our governor said in one of his campaign speeches, traveling the middle of the road. We are straddlers on the fence, paddling around in the shallows of Christianity when we need to hearken unto the voice of Jesus as he told his disciples to launch out into the deep. How many of you facing me today are wrestling with the problems that confront us? You accept me here, but would you accept me if I walked into your church on Sunday morning? In this day of stress and strain, God needs men who are not so much in love with their positions, and with a sense of security. But God needs men who can free themselves from trying to placate their congregations and be divorced from the evils of some church constitutions and condemn the wrong and uphold the right. God needs men whose first love is the kingdom of truth and whose commitment is to his will in spite of the crisis, in spite of the affliction, in spite of the threat of criticism. Somehow the church must address itself to the needs and perils of the world. Somehow, brethren, the church needs to get the attention of man and shock him out of his complacency, his bitterness, and his hatred, and tell him that he's going in the wrong direction. This is not an hour for a soft gospel and for a simple popular ethic and a religion that functions as a sleeping pill or as the rest cure tablet. But the church must tell the truth. No church or individual should be satisfied with past attainments, but should press on toward better race relations, a totally integrated convention, new strides toward ecumenicity, and in general do all we can to realize the day when justice shall roll down like a river and righteousness as a mighty stream. We say as the church at Laodicea, we are self-sufficient, we are self-confident, we are self-satisfied, for I have need of nothing. But success means we still need God. The church says, I am rich, but earthly wealth will never take the place of the grace of God. The church has backslidden to such a degree as to become absolutely offensive to the Lord. But yet it is so conceited to the point that the people themselves think everything is all right. The church is blind to her own faults. Our prayer is for God to anoint the eyes of the blind, that they may see. Let us look now at this point of condemnation. Jesus knew all about the works of Laodicea, couldn't find one to praise. Instead of praise, he condemns them. I will spew you out of my mouth. A glass of lukewarm water is rejected, and so is a lukewarm church by God. God wants a church that will cry aloud and spare not. Was Abraham lukewarm when he pleaded for Sodom and Gomorrah? Was Moses lukewarm when he raised the serpent of brass? Was David lukewarm when he stood before Goliath? Was Aaron lukewarm when he stood between the living and the dead? Were men such as President Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King lukewarm when they stood and spoke out against the atrocities that are plaguing mankind? Should we today be lukewarm in the hour of trial and crisis? May God help us to have burning hearts, not to do the expedient thing, but to do that which is right.
Let us pray. Our eternal Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads before Thee in these moments, as members of the body of Jesus Christ, Thy church, our prayer today is not merely, Lord, for renewal, but for spiritual revival, not only among our people, but within our own hearts and our own souls as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our prayer, our Heavenly Father, is not merely for reformation within thy church, but for transformation within our own lives. God, grant us the spirit of truth and of wisdom for the living of these days. May thy peace, thy love, thy mercy, and thy grace sustain us and go with us in our studies and in the ministry that thou hast given us. For we do ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, and for his sake we do pray it. Amen.